Here he is, panting and slobbering and falling all over himself.
Oh, my God, I'm dying over here.
The Philmont Fricassee himself.
That's right, Philmont Fricassee. Good morning, peoples. Jimmy Sorry I'm running a little late. We're running a little late today on this Celtic festival of Lunasa.
Ooh, goodness.
Who's out, who out there is celebrating Lunasa?
You always got something.
Lunasa is the festival of the light.
That's right.
Those ancient Celts, they love their light big time. We might even have time to play a little Celtic tune in a little bit. A farm tune, but a Celtic tune. So good morning. Good to be back, Phil.
Oh, man. Good to have you. I was worried. I was getting ready to send out the National Guard, Army, the Navy, the CIA.
A Kieran Riley Amber Alert. So, yeah, I like the Marcus Garvey t-shirt you got on today. I like the Calypso, and guess what? It is Jamaican Independence Day.
See, I knew it because I was telling the audience.
Phil,
I felt an urge. Something went in my head. It said, Mighty Sparrow, Mighty Sparrow.
Well,
that's it. That's why.
It is the Festival of Lunasa. Let's kick it right off because that is an agriculture-related festival. It's named after the sun god Lu, who held funeral games at this time of year for his foster mother, Tailtu. Tailtu died after her exertions in clearing the forests of the central plain of Ireland ready for cultivation.
Mm.
So Lunasa marks the beginning of the harvest and the beginning of the end of the summer.
It's
a cross quarter today.
That's
Happy
right.
August 1st.
August 1st.
Yep, and traditionally this was the beginning of the 2 weeks of festivities, and nowadays celebrations take place on the last Sunday in July. This day is known by many names which tell a little about the customs associated with it. Garland Sunday, Height Sunday, Frohan Sunday, wow, and this one I wish I knew my Gaelic. Domnach Crom Duv. That's Duv with a B-H. The dark, crooked one.
Don't ask me, because...
Well, let me tell you, Domnach Crom Duv, he brought the secrets of the cultivation to the Irish, and he was said to live on a high hill. The first corn of the harvest was taken to a high place and buried there in his honor, and he was overcome by Lu, the young, bright god who brought new knowledge. And in the English tradition, it's also called Lammas. Many folks out there may know the festival of Lammas. It's pre-Christian. It's a Wiccan, or what they call pagan, maybe, festival, having to do with meaning loaf mass, a celebration of the ripening of the grain. So big shout-out to all you farmers growing grain out there. Hawthorne Valley, what's up? Roxbury Farm, I think, is dabbling a little bit, or at least they're buying some grain from Hawthorne Valley for something or other. And
well, I'm glad they're getting some raindrops falling on their head. That's how you
know. Oh, my gosh. Absolutely. Absolutely. We finally got some moisture and, therefore, some greenery back in our brown, brown fields out there. So, let's see. What else is happening today? It was the beginning of World War I, 1914, on this day. It's also the birthday of Roman Emperor Claudius, born in 10 BC.
And what did they call World War I?
The Great War?
They called it the War to End All Wars.
Unfortunately, that one didn't work
out. They were a little off.
Yeah. It's also the festival of St. Peter in Chains, which coincides with Lammas. And on this day, St. Peter, according to the scriptures, broke out of prison. He was imprisoned by King Herod, who folks may know of.
That jive turkey.
That's right. So big shout out to Pete. Way to go. Glad you broke out of prison. It's also the full sturgeon moon month. August is the full sturgeon moon. This comes from the Native American tradition of the Great Lakes and Champlain, where they knew that the best time for fishing was around now. So all you fishermen out there, good time to get out. Unless you're certain individuals who go down to New Jersey and go out tuna fishing and don't even get a bite. But, we'll talk about that later. It's also known as the Green Corn Moon or the Green Moon. And today's happens also to be the full moon at 2300 hours. Today, August 1st, it will be the full moon. And also this month we have a blue moon. And who knows what a blue moon is out there? Once in a blue moon, well, it happens about every 2.5 years, and that's when you have two full moons in a month. August 31st will be the second full moon.
Blue moon.
You got it. And it's root day. If you're planting according to the biodynamic planting calendar, all things are lined up to be dealing with your root crops today. Get out there in the potatoes. Potatoes, by the way, speaking of the Irish, not that they have anything to do with each other, but...
It's taters, by the way, taters.
It's tater time, Phil.
Yeah.
I had a brown paper bag on my counter, and last night, Christiana says, whose are these potatoes? And you look, and it says... First potatoes from Iris and Lyndon, which are the two little whippersnappers who belong to our very own dear Mushroom Francis, who may even make a special appearance one of these mornings. He said he would.
I've been sending
out... I tried to bribe him this morning. He needed a tool this morning.
Radio appeals to Mushroom Francis.
Mushroom Francis.
Yes.
Hear it. Hear it, Fran. We need... He got some chanterelles, by the way, the other day. It's encouraging to know that there are mushrooms despite the drought.
I don't want to hear nothing until I see his behind.
All right.
In
I'll
behind,
tell him to bring you a couple chanterelles to put in your omelet, too, because, man, those are good mushrooms.
I love you, man.
Phil misses you, Fran. Don't be doing this to him for much longer. God. It's also Hamu-O, the festival of Hamu-O, which means hooting at hunger, and this is in Ghana. So all the Ghanaians out there celebrating the Hooting at Hunger Festival. What's up? It's the anniversary of 1789 that U.S. Customs was established. And it's also the founding of the World Wide Web in 1990 on this day.
Yeah, who'd have ever thought?
Whose birthday is it today? You probably already said Jerry Garcia.
Jerry Garcia? Well, I opened up the show... playing, what did I play? Trucking. Yep.
Happy birthday, Jerry. Herman
Jerry
Melville,
Garcia.
Born in 1819. Let's see, on this day, 96, speaking of the Olympics, we weren't speaking of the Olympics, but Olympics are going, and on this day in 96, Michael Johnson became the first man ever to win gold medals in both the 200 and 400 meter runs, breaking his own world record. It's also the anniversary of 1976, the first occupation of Seabrook Nuclear Power Plant in New Hampshire. And last but not least, in 1966, on this day, two men pinned down 4,000 National Guardsmen during a week-long sniper campaign in Chicago.
Ooh.
We're going to have to ask some old-school folks what the heck that was all about, because I wasn't alive, and I don't know. Phil, do you remember anything about a sniper campaign in Chicago in 1966?
No.
Me neither.
No.
Anyways, I thought that was interesting. Sweet corn is in. Sweet corn is abundant, and man, I had some sweet, sweet corn the other day.
I was telling everybody, all the farm stands are cooking with the sweet corn, please. And it's good.
It is real good.
It's like good.
Sugar sweet.
I had the grandsons out there shucking corn the other day.
Put them to work. Don't mess around.
They eat like men. They better work.
Shucking and jiving.
You ever see a seven-year-old eat two ears of corn? Two. I mean, just
go right through it, huh? So veggies are coming in. Despite the drought, this is unbelievable. Our farmers, big shout out, you guys, even the ones without irrigation systems. You know what I mean? They're powering through. They're out there, you know, doing what they can, and the veggies are still coming. We got garlic getting pulled up right now. Zooks, cukes, and squash are still going crazy.
I demand that you support your local farmer.
I'm waiting to hear about the first zucchini casualty, the overdose of the season, because it's about that time where ODing starts happening. Green peppers are in. Onions are coming. Eggplants abundant. And, of course, like I said, potatoes.
Potatoes
are coming. Coming hard. So, the drought aftermath, definitely big deal. A lot of farmers went 40-plus days with no rain whatsoever. Dryness, of course, is good for vegetables. It's good to be a vegetable farmer when it's dry, but combined with wicked heat and 10-mile-an-hour winds, like heat winds, not good. And therefore, we'll see a lot of salad croaking out in the field. I remember looking for some local heads of lettuce, went to pick a couple up, and it was like they were no bigger than my fist for a head of lettuce. I mean, this lettuce is just suffering under this heat. So hopefully we'll see that bounce back. Some of you out there with floodplains, however, are benefiting from Irene. The only one good thing about the storm, Irene, is that it created moisture in floodplains, which have allowed vegetables in those areas to actually thrive this year because of the drought. From one extreme to the next. Insects are going nuts. They're hungry, eating everything. And there are no apples. The apple farmers have had an extremely difficult time.
That's why this year we gotta support our local farmers.
Get out to your farm
more
stands.
Important
get
this
out
year
to your, yep.
Than last. And as I was talking about this morning, remember that the people up on the mountain, stuff ain't over yet.
Yeah,
they are still feeling the effects. You know, down here we were able to forget about Irene and Lee almost as soon as it was over.
Yeah,
and here it is more than a year later. And up there on the mountain, yeah. Those people are still struggling with the results. So let's remember that.
Towns
These are our
still,
neighbors.
That's right.
We don't want them to come down here when we need them.
Yep. Absolutely. So anyway, we're about to wrap it up. Short and sweet today. I've been rambling like a mile a minute, and I think we should let the Celts take it away and play a short little ditty for you.
Well,
and,
thank you very much, as usual,
you are welcome.
Karen Riley. It's too bad we couldn't get into that thing with the over at the Philmont Library today.
Oh, right. Well, that exhibit will be traveling, and I will keep you updated. It's still at the Philmont Library, the New Farmer Narrative. Great project. Anna Duan is helping to put together this amazing study of 20 farmers. So let's
introduce
go out with
the song, Karen
this
Riley.
This is called The Farmer's Cursed Wife. A little controversial. It's just music. I don't know why they named it that.
They're living there still with me, wick, fillet, filigity, fall the dolly. I knew an old couple that lived near hell. If they're not gone away, they're living there still with me, wick, fillet, filigity, fall the dolly. And the devil, he came to the man at the plough. Said, one of your family I'll take away now with me, wick, fillet, filigity, fall the dolly. Now, which of my family do you like best? It's your old scolding wife, it's her I like.